Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God on this day when we are always reminded that as the showers descend from the heavens above upon us, God's grace and mercy shower upon us just that way. So welcome in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Please look at the concerns on the back of your bulletin. The one new addition would be praying for Bob Kuntz and his family now that he's entered into hospice care. He remains in his room at Fulton Manor. The altar flowers, the flowers on the altar themselves, are in memory of Paulette Spotts, and the family wanted to share that with you on Sunday morning. I say that as Kurt enters in. He tried to be on time, but that never happens. Pray for Kurt and the rest of the family as they celebrate Paulette's life this afternoon in that service beginning at 2 o'clock. The community meal this week, the food is being provided and prepared by Zion Mennonite Church, and St. John's is providing the volunteers to serve. The third Thursday senior bruncheon, it's not a luncheon, I guess, this month. That happens 11:30 a.m. in the chapel, and I have no idea where they came up with the bruncheon aspect, so we'll see what they're serving, but you can come for that. The mission of the month is Back Bay Mission, and we've had it in recent visitors, but finally this week, the thank offering containers are out on a table where we encourage everyone. We have plenty more. We have those white cups with red lids. There's a slot in the top. You take one home, you put it somewhere where you're going to see it often, and as you walk by, oh, I'm thankful for God for this in my life, and you drop in a $100 bill. Or a check, or a penny, or whatever you might have on you. It's one of those things where it used to be all coins, but now that many people don't carry, I don't know that a credit card would fit in there. But a way to, between now and the Sunday before Thanksgiving, to offer our thanksgivings to the Lord. I invite you to pass the peace of Christ with one another. Thank you.
Our opening scripture this morning comes from Psalm 108. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp and lyre, I will awaken the dawn. I'll praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let your glory be over all the earth. Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, make our hearts steadfast, hearts that want to sing and make music and serve you with all our being, our heart, mind, and soul, with everything we have. Awake our bodies and spirits to praise you. Praise you in this place and praise you among the nations, and sing of you and tell of you among the peoples, our neighbors, our family, our workplace. For Lord, indeed, great is your love, a love beyond our comprehension or understanding, a love that gave your life for the sake of us. Lord, let us tell the world about that good news. And so, Lord, we praise you this morning, but may our praise also be outside these walls each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to stand. Our unison prayer and our hymns have the theme of God leading us, as we hear about Nehemiah and the things that Nehemiah was blessed with as God led him on a special task. And so we begin today's service with unison prayer found printed in your bulletin. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me.
Our opening hymns of praise this morning are number 49 and 50. Number 49 is really new, so the hymnal might help you. Lynn is going to play through it one time, and then we'll join her and then transition into number 50. Thank you.
unless you're a young child, and I invite you forward for the children's message. Hi there. Good morning. Everybody doing okay? Let me see your best smile. All right, looking good. Looking good. A little while ago, I went to the cabinet. I felt like eating some pickles for lunch. And I went to the cabinet, and I found the pickle jar, and I tried, and I tried, and I tried, and I couldn't open it. How embarrassing that my grip was so weak that my hands just kept spinning, and I couldn't open the jar. So I figured I needed to exercise my muscles, so I got out one of my balls, and I started squeezing it. And I squeezed it often, all day long. Got to do both hands. Normally I'd have two, but I only brought one because I didn't want to lose both. And so I'm strengthening my hands so that eventually my grip will be strong enough that I can open up the jar. That makes me think of Nehemiah. I'm sure that when you go to get something out of the cabinet and you can't open it, you think of Nehemiah. You might the next time. So Nehemiah is an Old Testament character, and we're going to read some of what he wrote and some of what he lived this morning. And Nehemiah was a man of faith. He lived in faithfulness to God. Now, that just didn't happen, but he had to strengthen his faith. Just like I have to strengthen my hands to open up this jar, Nehemiah had to exercise his faith every day so he would know God and obey God. And the ways that he exercised his faith that we're going to read about is he prayed. There was a challenge that he was going to have in his life, and before he answered some questions, he prayed. He prayed to the God in heaven. Probably prayed, God, give me the right words to say. He probably prayed also that he could do the task. So God can give us strength and courage and ability to do the things we have to do. And so we pray. People of prayer grow in their faith day by day. Just like exercising my grip, I'll be able to open these pickles up. Okay, as we exercise our faith every day, as we get older and the challenges might get bigger, we're going to be okay because our faith in God is going to be strong. Let's pray. Lord, I pray your blessing upon these children. I pray that they would continue to exercise their faith and grow their faith day by day in prayer before you. Bless them and keep them in Christ, we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up.
These pieces broken and scattered, in mercy gathered, mended and whole. Empty-handed but not forsaken, I've been set free, I've been set free. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, I can see you now. Oh, I can see the love in your eyes. Laying yourself down, raising up the broken to life. Take our failure, you take our weakness, you set our treasure in jars of clay. So take this heart, Lord, I'll be your vessel, the world to see your life in me. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Oh, I can see you now. Oh, I can see the love in your eyes, laying yourself down, raising up the broken to life. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Oh, I can see you now. Oh, I can see the love in your eyes, laying yourself down, raising up the broken to life.
Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Lord God, we know that you are a God of grace and a God of love. You are a God of mercy. You are a God of peace. Lord, we know that you are all-powerful, that you are all-knowing, and that you are present everywhere at the same time. And yet, Lord, we also wonder how weak we can be. I wonder how many times, Lord, you hear, "I'm too busy to pray. I can do this on my own. I'm okay." How many times do you hear those thoughts, not in prayer, but expressed by your children? And in your power, we recognize your love is so great. You forget those statements as we wisen up, as our faith increases, as we know and realize there's never a time when we're too busy to pray. There's never a time when we can do things on our own. Lord, we come into this time of prayer to recognize you, to honor you, to know you and to be obedient to you, to give you our all, as you have given your all to us in your Son, Jesus. Lord, in the love Jesus displayed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sin and for the promise of everlasting life, salvation, Lord, we thank you. Forgive us those times when we have felt too busy, when we have believed we are so strong. Forgive us, Lord. And we thank you and praise you in the same breath of welcoming us in. Lord, may your grace continue to be displayed in each of our lives, not only in this hour of worship, but as indeed we go beyond the walls of this sanctuary, of this building, to live for you and to shine and smile forth that joy and that peace and that great love that you have, to overlook our weaknesses and our failures and to accept us and to love us. Lord God, for your healing, for your strengthening, for your peacefulness. We pray for Bob Kuntz and his family. We pray for Nan Neal. We pray for Rod and Joyce as they continue to await that time of surgery. We pray for Kurt and family as once again they will gather this afternoon to remember and to celebrate Paulette's life and also to be blessed with your presence. We pray for Judy Sears. We pray for young Chloe, for this new chemo medication that is taking its toll. Lord, we pray that that chemo is being effective, and we pray for her recovery and for her strength as college starts soon. We pray for Leah and the treatments that she is receiving. Lord, we pray for all of those spoken needs. We lift up those unspoken joys of each one of us here and connected in. For we know the truth of prayer. You hear us, and you want to hear from us. Lord, grant us your wisdom. Grant us your love. A love that is realized through Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Would you please rise and join me to sing our sermon hymn, which is number 51, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah.